This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And this is it, folks. Rock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot and killed a Cleveland police detective and an informant last week. Detective James Skernovitz and Scott Dingus were murdered on Thursday. Skernovitz was part of the Violent Crime Task Force in Cleveland. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to appear in court today for a hearing about extradition as the U.S. wants him sent back to the States to face federal spying charges. The Justice Department indicting the controversial publisher on 18 counts related to the release of secret military documents, which exposed apparent war crimes and human rights abuses by U.S. troops in Iraq. Assange denies the charges, calling himself a political refugee. That hearing is set to resume in London after being postponed because of the pandemic. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Pentagon again confronts the issue of whether one of the contracts it's awarded was awarded fairly. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with more.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. I'm Kenneth Burns.
And one of the most famous and immortalized caddies of all time is offering his services for the U.S. Open. Michael O'Keefe, famous for playing Danny Noonan in the 1980 comedy Caddyshack, is making a public plea to tote a bag during the major at Winged Foot at Mamaroneck, New York. Specifically, the now 65-year-old actor is calling out Matt Kuchar on Twitter saying, "Hey, I hear you need a caddy. Kuchar famously stiffed his caddy, David Gyril Ortiz, after winning a tournament in 2018. Caddies earn a pre-agreed-upon amount of the golfer's winnings, which can be up to 10%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if we ever needed to be on track, it is now. And maybe this is why we are where we are right now. Think about it, okay? We've got some choices to make, especially with this upcoming election. You know, what kind of America do we want, huh? Great to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got my friend Calvin Beisner to join us. Dr. Beisner is a spokesman and founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Now, just a little bit of the background on Cornwall Alliance. It's a network of evangelical Christian scholars, mostly natural scientists, economists, policy experts, theologians, philosophers, and religious leaders dedicated to educating the public and policymakers about biblical earth stewardship. That's men and women working together to enhance the fruitfulness, beauty, and safety of the earth to the glory of God and the benefit of our neighbors. Economic development for the poor through private property rights, entrepreneurship, free trade, limited government, the rule of law, and access to abundant, affordable, reliable energy. Dr. Beisner, good to have you back with us. Gosh, I wanted to make sure people understood what the Cornwall Alliance is all about. I mean, this isn't just a bunch of goofballs that don't have anything better to do on a Saturday to just sit there and just argue over climate science, right?
Yeah, not even on a Labor Day. Thanks very much for having me back on the show, Bill. It's good to talk with you again. I think you did a great job describing what Cornwall Alliance does. We really, I think probably our greatest motivation on all of this is that we recognize how a great deal of environmental policy actually doesn't do any particular good for the natural environment, but is very harmful to the poor, and we want to make sure that that doesn't happen, or at least we want to try to minimize or roll back what has already been done in that direction. And so, you know, we're concerned when, for example, the effort to fight supposedly dangerous man-made global warming results in a demand to reduce our use of fossil fuels. And the problem with that is very, very simple. Fossil fuels are far and away the least expensive and most reliable way to provide energy, especially in the form of electricity, to people all over the world. I mean, roughly 85% of all energy that people use right now comes from fossil fuels one way or the other. And without energy, you can't do anything. I mean, literally, it goes into everything we do. Food, clothing, shelter, medical care, transportation, communication, everything requires energy. And unfortunately, there are a couple of billion people around the world right now who have either no access to electricity whatsoever or only very intermittent access to very, very low levels of electricity. And so, you know, they do without the things that that you and I and all our listeners just take for granted, you know, refrigeration and air conditioning or heating and purified drinking water, which, of course, requires electricity to do the purification process.
For just a moment, Dr. Beisner, for just a moment here, just, you know, I want people to understand just the focus here of what we're trying to do and how it impacts the poor. I mean, imagine 2 billion people that are without power and energy. I mean, what are we talking about, the difference of no energy and having some energy? What does that do to them as a civilization?
Well, you know, all your listeners need to do is imagine what they would do if they had no electricity. There would be no light in their homes after sundown, before sunrise. So they couldn't study, they couldn't read, be well educated during those hours. There'd be no phone calls, there would be no, air conditioning or refrigeration to keep their food from spoiling. Now they have to go to the market pretty much every day in order to have fresh food. For heating, they'd be dependent basically on wood and dried dung. And in sub-Saharan Africa, for example, the average woman spends 6 to 8 hours every day just simply gathering wood and dried dung that she uses as fuel to cook the food for the family and to heat the hut overnight.
Six to eight hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you had to spend 6 to 8 hours a day doing nothing but earning the money necessary to pay your electricity bill.
Right. Well, this is why scientists. Yeah. Well, this is why scientists have said, Dr. Beisner, that, you know, if the lights went out in America, I mean, it would be within a year. You know, the numbers of people that would go to their death and demise is just incomprehensible. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes all the difference between long, healthy life and short, sick life.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're so concerned, and we want to make sure that people get good facts about this stuff, which is why we bring together the insights of some of the world's top climate scientists, as well as other sorts of scientists and economists, policy experts and so on, together with theologians and ethicists who are able to apply biblical worldview, theology, and ethics to examining the various different policy options on these things.
How rewarding for them to be able to be amongst other scientists like this and influencers who can have an open conversation without any fear of being canceled or culturally exterminated, right?
Yeah. Although we have had our run-ins with the cancel culture from time to time, but
of course.
But that's okay. We can get around it.
Well, the deal is that you're there and you're strengthened up in such a way to where you can withstand this, and hopefully the people that do come in contact, or they come into your orbit and want to challenge, maybe it might give them an opportunity to learn how this is really done.
Yeah, they can. And, Bill, you know, the place to go for that is to our website, cornwallalliance.org. That's cornwallalliance.org. And by the way, if you don't mind, I'll mention that this month in September, we are offering to give a free copy of a fascinating video documentary called It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice, Sustainable Development and the End of History. This is a really interesting documentary that interviews a wide variety of different scholars on how the radical green movement, particularly the climate alarmist movement, really is just interlaced with Marxist kind of thinking and wants to re-engineer the whole world's economic system in a socialistic, one-world government sort of a manner. So we will send a free copy of this as, you know, just as our way of saying, hey, thank you for a donation of literally any size that people can give at cornwallalliance.org. All they have to do is just, when they make the donation, say, please send me It's Easy Being Green.
Exactly. And look, this is outside of the normal narrative the mainstream media would want you to hear. The AOCs of the world and those that what this all comes down to, and you and I talked about this last time, Dr. Beisner, is that it's all about control. I mean, do you want to subordinate your liberty to these Marxists and socialists that say, you don't know what you're doing, and we're the ones that can do a better job at controlling your life, right?
Absolutely.
Scary thought. We've got more from Dr. Beisner on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, that is the operative. We, that means me and you, like in We the People, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make the difference to save this country. The very soul that even Joe Biden has suggested is on the ballot come 2020, November the 3rd. Although there are some states already voting. So that reality is before you right now, as that ballot sits there, you know, waiting for pen and or pencil, pen I think is what they demand, pen to be put to it to make sure your vote is cast and it counts. I'm Bill Martinez, and Dr. Calvin Beisner continues with us. He's with the Cornwall Alliance. Go to cornwallalliance.org for all the information. Dr. Beisner, you mentioned the DVD. I went to the website. And it's, I want to make sure our audience understands how in giving the donation that they would be able to, get the, you know, get their hands on the DVD.
Yeah, the DVD is called It's Easy Being Green When You Have No Choice, Sustainable Development and the End of History. If they just go to our website, cornwallalliance.org, and scroll down and click on the donate button, then there's a secure online donation page. They can just enter their credit card number and name and the appropriate information, how much they want to give. And for, you know, as our thanks for any donation of any size, no matter how small, we will send a free copy of this DVD, and the donation will be 100% tax deductible. All they have to do is, in the comments field, just mention It's Easy Being Green. Easy Being Green. And if they want to, they can add promo code 2009. That makes it a little easier for our fulfillment people, but we'll figure it out if they don't.
Okay, It's Easy Being Green, promo code 2009, and along with your donation, and hey, the DVD's on your way, because this is what, you know, this show is all about, and you know, we appreciate and respect Dr. Beisner's time to come here on the show and fill us in with what's going on and keeping us up to date, because from time to time, you know, with all that we're dealing with, whether it's COVID-19, and I look at the latest polling, and, you know, climate, not that big a deal right now, but yet that doesn't stop progressives from, you know, pushing their Green Deal. You know, Biden has made it part of his platform that could be just absolutely devastating to our economy and to all of us. I mean, boy, this is the road to socialism and serfdom, isn't it?
Absolutely. I happen to be staring at the moment at an article called Joe Biden's Climate Plan Would Be a Disaster for the Environment. It's by my friend Dr. James Taylor of the Heartland Institute. And James is not only a really solid scientist, but also another Christian. And he just examines what the Biden climate plan would do. And by demanding that we reach net zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2050, it would result in having to cover roughly a third of all of America with wind factories. That is, you know, some people call them wind farms. Well, they're not farms, they're factories.
Yes,
these
right.
enormous wind turbines all over the place that just mess up the view. It's amazing that environmentalists would think that these are a nice thing.
Yeah, really.
And that also kill millions of birds.
I was going to say, what is that going to do for the birds of the air, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're horrific for those. So Biden's plan would be awful for the environment, and it would also higher electricity and other energy prices all over America, and much lower reliability, because wind and solar are intermittent, and therefore you're going to wind up with a lot of brownouts and blackouts, and that's exactly what California has been experiencing, because they've gone farther in that direction than any other state in America so far. And they're paying the price, not only in terms of higher bills, but also in terms of more frequent blackouts.
Exactly. Can we talk about the final years of Maduro and what they're saying about the Marshall Islands?
Yeah. Back last month, a new documentary video was put online called The Final Years of Maduro. Maduro is the capital city of the Marshall Islands, which are a U.S. territorial position way out in the western South Pacific. And this documentary video says that because of man-made global warming, sea levels are rising and will submerge the Marshall Islands. Now, they don't actually put a date on when that will happen, but the whole tone of the whole thing makes it sound like, oh, this could happen in the next few decades, surely by the end of this century. And what?
Well, you know why they don't want to put a date on it, right?
I'm sorry.
I don't want to. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Exactly. I mean, because they were held accountable after Al Gore came out with his infamous award-winning movie, and I think half of the world's supposed to be underwater right now. That didn't happen. So he's really, in our context, he's become a false prophet, isn't he not?
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, what I did was I just, you know, I examined that documentary and subjected it to a little bit of scientific testing. And the first thing you recognize about it is that, frankly, it's really not about science. It is all about unhinged emotions. You know, the climax of their film comes when Marshall Islands poet Kathy Jetmil Kushner reads aloud a tear-jerking letter that she wrote to her newborn daughter about the imminent disappearance of their beloved islands. And she read this in front of delegates to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change back in 2015. That was the conference that gave us the Paris Climate Agreement, full implementation of which would cost about $70 to $140 trillion, and would prevent about 0.3 of a degree of Fahrenheit of warming by the year 2100. So, in other words, we get a bargain price of $23.3 to $46.6 trillion per 0.1 of a degree temperature reduction, which is utterly idiocy. But then the video cuts to her saying, "I think poetry forces people to slow down and connect to the emotion of the issue rather than just facts and data." Well, hey, you know, Bill, emotion isn't the stuff of sound science. Facts and data matter.
Right, as we're finding out with COVID-19. But it's amazing how they've kind of emulsified that a bit, have they not? I mean, a little bit of emotion, a little bit of facts, you know, but keep the headlines coming so that way you'll keep turning to us as we continue to scare the holy what have you out of you.
Right. Yeah, and I realize we're getting very close to the end of our segment here.
A couple of minutes, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can just summarize by saying the actual empirical data show that the Marshall Islands and pretty much all the other coral atolls, these are islands composed of coral, all over the South Pacific and the Indian Ocean and other such places, the very places that everybody is afraid are going to be submerged by global warming, all these islands are actually growing in size, or at least staying stable in size. And that's for two reasons. One, coral grows upward to stay in the sunlight. And so as sea level rises, so does coral.
Yes.
Two, ocean waves and currents actually move material from the floor of the ocean up onto the beaches of these places, so they expand. And there is simply no data to support the notion that any of these places are in danger of being overwhelmed by sea level rise, because they're growing faster than the sea level is rising.
How are we doing in terms of stewardship? If you were to grade America and the world, how are we doing?
Well, you know, it's a funny question, Bill, because I'd say that in an awful lot of ways, people tend to not be very careful about their stewardship. And yet the surprising fact is that in pretty much every measure of both environmental well-being and human well-being, we're actually getting better off over time. The cost of all different raw materials relative to the cost to the wages of labor is falling. We have cleaner skies, cleaner water, all kinds of things. And there are a lot of different reasons why this is so, and people can learn more about that at Cornwall Alliance. But it's actually pretty doggone good news, and it's very helpful to see that. The problem is that too much environmental policy would actually set us in reverse. It would actually lead
all the unintended consequences.
Dirtier air,
exactly. Dr. E. Calvin Beisner from the Cornwall Alliance has been our guest, and look forward to continuing on the conversation with you, Cal. Thank you for being with us. Godspeed.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And listen to this, folks. Brock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I got the Duck Commander with us, Phil Robertson, who we're going to be talking about his new book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. And we were just able to get a hold of Phil. I mean, he's been dealing with hurricane consequences and being out of power. And we've got people showing up saying, hey, look, I want you to baptize me. And God forbid that I would get in the middle of a baptism that the commander is doing here. But you were saying, Phil, that, you know, suddenly you've got, you know, tens of people, hundreds of people coming to the camp. Yep. There saying, hey, I want to be baptized.
It is a very interesting thing to watch, because used to, you know, you'd have to run through the brush and try to beat the trees down trying to get somebody to sit down for a Bible study. But these days, since this pandemic and all, I don't know exactly what's going on, the rioting in the streets, the looting, exactly, and all this lawlessness that we're seeing. Underneath all that, evidently, the one today, and this is almost every day, mm-hmm, I was pulling up to go through my gate, and I saw a gentleman sitting there his vehicle. Mm-hmm. So I stopped. You got to remember, I'm armed with a Bible and a
a lot of ammo and real weapons and Bibles just going down the road in this day and time. But anyway,
well, especially you guys, you had a shooting here not that long ago. Somebody came and shot at the house, right?
Yeah. So people have driven by our houses and shot into them. So because of that, I mean, you know, when I'm giving a Bible lesson up there at uptown. It's a rough neighborhood, but I'm up there, people sleeping on the bridges, but we invite them all in, and so they can have a good meal. We point them to Jesus, so it's a pretty cool thing to watch. But for Doc, this guy, I said, where are you from? He said, California.
Wow.
I said, I'm glad you showed up here. I said, well, what can I do for you? And he said, I want you to baptize me, Mr. Robertson. So there is still hope, even for California, man.
Amen, amen. And I'm in California right now. Let me tell you, it is absolute pandemonium. We've got Salon Gate going here, Nancy Pelosi, third chair away from the Oval Office, and she decides that, you know, she doesn't have to adhere to the strict restrictions. And, you know, I'm surprised the mayor there didn't turn off the water utilities, but she was allowed to get her hair done because, after all, she is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I just instill in people, and someone says, so the book you wrote, the Jesus Politics, and the one before that, The Theft of America's Soul, and me doing what I do every day. Look, I've never owned a cell phone in my 74 years. I've never clicked onto the Internet, but I'm on the thing, and I'm glad people have cell phones. So all I'm trying to get them to do is follow Jesus Christ,
amen.
Love God, and love each other. Martinez,
yes.
I just don't see the downside of loving God and loving your neighbor, for crying out loud.
I'm with you on that 100%, Phil. You know, you were talking about, you know, and I've spoken with a couple of other, you know, pastors of major churches, and they're saying the same thing, that they, you know, they don't quite understand what's going on. But for me, see, what's going on is verse 2 of Genesis, and that is where the Spirit of God is hovering over that which was void and chaotic. We have a lot of chaos going on right now, and the Spirit of God is doing a finishing work. And right now, you are harvesting some of that work with people, you know, coming, you know, thousands of miles to come, you know, to your camp here, because they want the truth, and they're not getting it from the mainstream media, they're not getting it from anybody else, but they're getting it from men and women of God like you and Kay.
Yep. You know that text in Romans 12, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual act of worship.
Yes.
So we've kind of got this thing boxed in by thinking if we just go to church, we fail to understand that we are the church.
Yes.
Each individual member. And when you're at work or whether you're at play or whatever, you just have to be a good witness and a good light to point people to God and say, man, you don't have to live like that. I mean, hey, let me show you what Jesus did for you. You know, we're talking life and immortality here.
Right.
But the guy this morning was as honest as the day is long. He was as honest as he could be. The other day, Sunday morning, they were there from, where were they? New Jersey. I told those people from New Jersey, I said, y'all came all the way from New Jersey for me to baptize y'all. I said, I know you're from New Jersey, but you look perfectly normal. Oh, did they laugh?
Oh, I bet. They said, yeah, we do. But the people from New York, you got to watch out because they're escaping the ranch as fast as ever. I mean, you know, I'm based out of Florida these days, Phil, and we've got a lot of New Yorkers coming down into Florida in droves. I mean, to the point, a friend of mine there in New York told me, said, Bill, there's over 10,000 empty apartments in New York. When have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of it. In fact, Martinez, look, I've been on the earth 74 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually seen this kind of chaos in the streets and with this political situation. I mean, I have I won't believe it if these people go down the path and vote for this Democratic bunch. and all this Karl Marx crap. I just will not believe that America has slipped that far that fast, but it worries me when I'm looking at what's going on in some of these cities of ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's most concerning is that, you know, the Democrats, they've done this. I mean, you want to know what somebody's going to do. Look what they've done, even though their former attorney general under Barack Obama, A.G. Holder, if you remember, he said there's no such thing. People don't, you know, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, how can there be no such thing as voter fraud when people keep getting arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud?
Why, sure. I mean, these people will do anything. I've never seen these kind of murders and lies, and Jesus said, the evil one is the father of murder and the father of lies. When he lies, he speaks his native language. That's John chapter 8.
Right.
But Jesus said, between the evil one, I think what we've got going here is spiritual warfare.
Without a doubt.
Martinez,
yes.
I'm not sure that it's a political fix. Donald Trump can help. But I think unless the hearts of our country, that's the hearts of men and women change, I'm looking ahead. It does not look well to me.
Well, you know, for us, we win because we know the end chapter, but it's before that. We have a responsibility to God and to man to be men of faith and women of faith to live this out and do what God's called us to do. You know, this is a Second Chronicles 7:14 moment for America. Really, we've been saying this since 9/11. There's been some adherence and some sensitivity, but I believe, I agree with you right now, we are at a critical crossroads. And I've said this before to other people, Phil, that, you know, occasionally there's moments and time that come that are so critical that a particular moment demands a specific action. And I believe that's where we are right now. And I believe that Second Chronicles 7:14 that people have been reading, you know, repeating time again, if we will humble ourselves and pray, if people will actually follow what God's prescription has laid out for us in the Old Testament, there, then he will heal our land, and we could experience, I believe, a kind of a Nineveh moment that I refer to it, and that is a coming back and a return to God.
The good news is, Martinez, that I've met with Donald Trump, two in person, one on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I've had three little visits with him, not long, 10, 15 minutes each, but during those three meetings with me, with one Donald J. Trump, we spoke about spiritual matters the entire time.
Wow.
And he was listening carefully. He did not say, you know, this Bible stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, he was into it. He listened intently. So, and I gave him pretty well the full load, just like the guy this morning from California.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from the Duck Commander after this. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Promise, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Phil Robertson, number one New York Times bestselling author. His brand new book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. Joe Biden has been talking about the soul of America, but I'm not sure, his comprehension and understanding of America's soul is consistent with the Word of God and what you and I are talking about, Phil.
That platform that they put out, the 110 pages, whatever it was, I tried to hold my nose and read through it, but I couldn't do it. Basically, what I think the voting public should do is don't vote for them unless they're God-fearing. Mm-hmm. Do they give more than just lip service to the king? A lot of them are saying, God bless America, but they don't really mean it. Do they protect religious liberty? If not, don't vote for them. Do they value and protect life? Anybody who will slaughter their own offspring, and a woman who would do that to their own children, I mean, I'm not going to vote for them, Martinez.
I'm with you. That's a deal breaker for me.
Will they support traditional notions of the family? Mm-hmm. Somebody said the other day, 40% left in America where you have a father and a mother. 40%, Martinez, 60%, no. Yeah. Well, you just think about it. These young bucks coming out of grade school and high school, going to college, I mean, if they've never been disciplined in their life, mm-hmm. I mean, how in the world, and I'm looking at them in the street and I'm thinking, some of these little girls are carrying signs that says, we're going to hell, and we're proud.
Yeah. Well, they have
no
idea.
What kind of mind, Martinez?
They have no idea.
Oh,
And the thing is, speaking of which, the women, have you realized how many women are at the front of those lines in the face of police yelling and screaming? I'm talking to friends. I go, what is going on with the women of America? Have they lost the sense? And one gal said it very appropriately. She says, the women have lost their way in how to become and how to be feminine. And I said, and the opposite is true as well. And that is that the era of being a gentleman has been lost, and we need to rebirth the idea of ladies and gentlemen in our culture, Phil.
We really do. I mean, it's getting so hard. That's why I mentioned loving God and loving your neighbor.
Yes.
In other words, Jesus said, you've heard it said long ago, thou shalt not murder, and whoever does that will be subject to judgment. He said, but I'm telling you that anybody who hates his brother is subject to judgment. I've never seen this kind of vitriol and hatred, but Martinez, if you look at it, just step back and look. We've been on this no God thing for about 60 years.
Yeah, longer than that, actually.
I was a sophomore in high school, and every time the Supreme Court would put another edict, and they basically just ran God out of the schools and common sense and capitalism. So trust in God, trust in capitalism, and work hard. It's a rare thing these days.
Yeah, I know. Surprisingly, that it is rare. Your book, Jesus Politics: How to Win Back the Soul of America, screamed to the top of the bestseller list on Amazon. Boy, that says something about the hunger of America, that what you are sharing in Jesus Politics is something that a majority of Americans want to hear and they need to hear, Phil.
All I know for sure is I've never seen this many people and coming to participate in the new birth. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. So somewhere out there, I figured, I asked Al and some of my family members, I said, well, if they're driving that far to be baptized in the river down here, I said, how many are not driving down here but are doing the same thing?
Exactly.
So I'm beginning to think, I told someone, unless there's a mass awakening, and we don't get back to God and loving each other and loving our God, that this whole thing is going to be a nightmare. I said that, you know, several years ago, but I'm beginning to think there may be a mass awakening happening, because, and this morning was proof of it. I was impressed. Let me put it that way.
Well, God is still on the throne, and he's in charge, and he is, as we said earlier, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos and bringing people to the light. It's up to us, people of faith, to do what we need to do to co-labor with God's intent. I was sharing with some men the other day is that, we need to sync up. You know, Phil, you know, we've learned this in serving in the military, that we have to sync up. You know, our time, we have to be synced up with God's clock. The book of Ecclesiastes talks about time and seasons, and this is an important time and season, and we need to understand, like the brothers Issachar, how they understood the times. We need to understand the times right now, because like you said earlier, I believe these times are very critical right now.
Martinez, if you look at it and step back a little bit, you say, hey, we've lost America. I never thought we'd do this. We have lost the ability to punish the wrongdoer.
Yes.
In other words, Romans 13 talks about that the law enforcement, they're agents of wrath sent to punish the wrongdoer. Mm-hmm. We've got them somehow serving the public, but Romans 13 says they are servants of God sent to punish the wrongdoer. And he said, if you do what's right, they're not going to bother you. And
right.
Really, it is true. Mm-hmm. They're there to punish the wrongdoer, but we've lost the ability or the will to punish people who are sinful and who are rebelling against our own culture and breaking our laws. We can't punish them anymore, Martina.
No, that's right. Well, Isaiah warned us, said, whoa. You know, and I always love, whoa. I mean, three-letter word, but you it comes screaming at you out of the Word of God. Whoa, on that day when you call evil good and good evil, to your point, right?
Yep.
And this is where we are.
That's the quagmire we're in, and it's a tough tough row to hoe. The psalmist says, you know, we ought to fear God and do what's right and obey him. He said, why do all these nations raise up and scoff at God? And it said, God laughs at them. And
he said, yes.
You better be careful because his anger can flare up in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, in the book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America, bottom line, what is the big takeaway for the reader?
Pretty well, the big takeaway is things like in the way you live your life every day. Could my neighbor use a little help? It's an interesting thing that 1 Corinthians 13 is describing love, and it says love always protects. So could your neighbor use a little help? What will help him out? Or if something, if a bunch of thugs have gone in his yard and they're threatening to burn his house down, well, I would rally to my neighbor's defense around this joint.
Right.
Is there something I can do about poverty in my own city, you personally? In other words, we tend to pawn things off on government. But up there where we meet on Sunday morning and we keep up with them during the week, I mean, look, a lot of them, they're homeless because they want to be homeless. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are in a bind. But we reach out to them individually instead of waiting on some kind of government program to take care of them because, as you've noticed, Martinez, most of these government programs, so little money actually ends up doing what it's supposed to do.
Right.
So on a personal level, we're just going to have to be more reachable to the people around them. Is there a convict I could visit? I go to these prisons, the rehabs, because if you don't, a lot of them, you know, some kind of like government thing, it's just not working well. We're going to have to become closer and help each other. Am I friends with someone in a struggling marriage? Miss Kay and I have marriage seminars all the time, one-on-one, one-on-two.
Right.
So we invite people always to point them to Jesus, saying, look, I mean, look, I was 28 years old before I finally repented, Martinez, but the bottom line is we ought to be more, make it more personable between ourselves and our neighbors.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you think back, Phil, before I think you and I were born, it was the church that took care of the poor. And the government,
right.
Big government came in and took the church out. And how's that been working for us? Even the war on poverty, talking with Bob Whitson.
I think it's a spiritual fix, Martinez, more than it is
without
a government
doubt,
fix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, because Jesus gave us the prescription and the example of what that looks like. We just need to follow the prescriptions. Like the kids used to tell me, you know, why don't you just do what Jesus says?
Yep.
Right?
Yep, that's where I am.
Yeah, I'm right with you. So in this period of time where we're coming to months and days away from a critical election, the other thing to keep in mind, people of faith, only half of the people that attend church today will actually register to vote. And of that half, only half again will actually go out and vote. That's a poor commentary on what God has called us to do, to be the light and salt to a fallen world.
Everybody that follows Jesus, they ought to get their tail up, and a lot of it's just laziness, but they ought to get their butts up off there, and they need to vote this time, because it says we're entering a dangerous zone here.
Without a doubt.
I'm telling your listeners, you go out and whatever you do, vote Trump, let's get this month going, because if we don't, but there's hell to pay.
Well, without a doubt. Phil Robertson, number one New York Times bestselling author. His latest book, Jesus Politics, How to Win Back the Soul of America. It's available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Godspeed to you and Miss Kay, Phil. Appreciate it as always.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dave.